All right, get ready to dive deep today. We're taking a close look at Mia, a brand new AI assistant. And just so we're clear, we're saying Mia.
Like the name.
Exactly. We've got a whole pile of development docs and branding stuff to go through.
Yeah, the whole shebang.
Everything from how they're building her personality to how she's going to change the way we work.
Yeah.
User guides, training manuals, you name it.
And what I'm seeing is they're not just pitching Mia as another chatbot.
Right.
They want her to be a real AI partner.
Yeah.
The documents emphasize that shift towards a personalized and collaborative experience.
So no more shouting commands at a robot voice. We're talking real teamwork with an AI.
Exactly.
That I like.
Right.
Okay. So the docs describe Mia as intelligent and adaptable.
Obviously.
Of course.
Yeah.
But also a hard worker, task-driven.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a nice touch. She's an unbiased listener. Just imagine an AI colleague who's brilliant and...
won't judge your terrible jokes.
Exactly.
And that combo of traits?
Yeah.
That's no accident. It's a deliberate strategy. They're trying to make Mia appealing to a wide range of professionals. Oh, yeah, definitely.
From healthcare to finance, small businesses to huge corporations.
Yeah. And speaking of appeal, let's talk about Mia's voice and personality.
Okay.
The documents say she has this professional but also friendly tone.
Uh-huh.
And get this. It can be customized.
Oh, wow.
So say you need her to sound more formal.
Right.
For like a healthcare setting. No problem. Or you want a more laid back vibe.
For a creative meeting or something.
Right. Like for a brainstorm. Mia can adjust.
That's really interesting because it lets her fit into all sorts of workplaces.
Yeah.
You know, reflect the company's brand, connect with clients on the right level.
Okay. Let's switch gears to the visuals.
Okay.
Mia's design is sleek, modern, neutral colors with a touch of futurism. But the real game changer is the customization.
Oh, tell me more.
So, clients can tweak color themes.
Okay.
Add little accents, even change her virtual uniform.
Wow. So you could have her...
to match their branding.
Sporting your company colors. Yeah, exactly. It reinforces that idea of her being a real part of the team.
Definitely.
All right, let's talk about how Mia learns and adapts. Because she's not just pre-programmed with a set of responses.
Right.
She learns and changes based on what you need and the specifics of your industry.
That's amazing.
We're talking industry-specific knowledge modules, dynamic task prioritization.
Whoa, hold on. Let's break down dynamic task prioritization a little.
Sure.
It's not just making lists, right?
Yeah.
It's about Mia actually understanding what your work is about.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're a doctor with a crazy schedule. Mia can not only manage your appointments, but prioritize them based on how urgent a patient is, upcoming deadlines, even travel time between appointments.
That is some next level helpfulness.
Right.
So it's not just reacting, it's thinking ahead. And the documents also talk about proactive problem solving.
Yeah.
What does that even look like in the real world?
Okay, imagine this. You're a project manager, constantly emailing this one vendor about delays.
Uh-huh.
Mia notices that pattern and start suggesting solutions before you even ask.
Oh, wow.
Like finding new suppliers or helping you adjust the project timeline so things run smoother.
That's like having an AI assistant who's also a master strategist.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm starting to see how powerful this could be. But it all starts with Mia asking about your goals, right?
That's right.
She uses that to personalize her responses and suggestions.
It's not about giving her a list of commands, you know?
Right.
It's about having an actual conversation with her. Mia wants to understand what you're trying to achieve so she can give you the best support. This goal-oriented approach is what makes her different from a simple to-do list app or a chatbot.
Yeah.
She's designed to be a true partner, invested in your success.
That's a great overview of Mia's core features and personality.
Yeah.
But how does she stay current? The world of work is constantly changing, and technology moves so fast.
Well, that's where the continuous improvement comes in.
Okay.
Mia isn't just a static product. She's always learning and evolving. Think of it like your smartphone, always getting updates.
Right.
Her developers have built in regular updates, feedback loops, mm-hmm. and even chances for clients to beta test new features.
So she's always getting smarter.
Exactly.
More capable.
Yeah.
That's reassuring.
Yeah.
Now, before we jump into specific examples of how Mia could be used in different fields, let's pause for a second. What stands out to you so far?
For me, it's that blend of intelligence and adaptability.
Yeah.
But also that client-centric approach. It's clear that Mia isn't just designed as another tool.
Right.
She's a partner who truly understands each user
mm-hmm.
and can adapt to the needs of their business.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like having a custom AI solution built just for you. Now let's get down to brass tacks. How could someone in healthcare use Mia day to day?
Okay, let's take a busy doctor.
Right.
We talked about scheduling appointments.
Sure.
But imagine Mia also handling communication with patients, reminding them about follow-ups, even answering basic questions about prescriptions or symptoms.
Wait, answering patient questions?
Yeah.
Is that even safe?
Don't worry. Mia's designed with safety and accuracy in mind.
Okay.
She can access reliable medical databases and guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
But she's also trained to know when a question needs a human doctor's expertise.
Okay.
Think of her like a triage system, handling the routine stuff so the doctor can focus on the complex cases.
That could be huge for preventing burnout among doctors.
Absolutely.
Frees up so much time and mental energy. But what about someone in a totally different field, say a small business owner?
All right. Imagine you run a busy online store.
Okay.
Mia can handle customer questions, track inventory, even analyze sales data to recommend marketing strategies.
So it's like having a 247 virtual assistant who's an expert in e-commerce.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm seeing the potential here. Mia can really adapt to different industries and roles.
Yeah.
But we also have to talk about data privacy. People are understandably worried about their information being shared with an AI.
That's a crucial point. Yeah. And it's a key consideration in Mia's design. The system is built with really strong security protocols like encryption and anonymization to protect sensitive info.
So it's not like Mia's reading every email and storing all our data on some giant server.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Clients have complete control over what data is shared with Mia.
Right.
And it's only used for the specific tasks they've given her.
Hmm.
There are strict guidelines to prevent any unauthorized access or misuse of information.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
But how does Mia learn and improve if she can't access and analyze data?
Well, that's where techniques like differential privacy come into play.
So,
it lets Mia learn from aggregated data without compromising individual identities.
Okay, I'll admit that one went over my head a bit.
Oh, no worries.
Can you explain it in simpler terms?
Sure. Imagine Mia can see the overall trends in a data set.
Okay.
But the individual details are blurred out.
Right.
So she can learn, for example, that doctors in a certain region are seeing a lot of patients with flu symptoms, mm-hmm. but she wouldn't be able to identify any specific patient information.
That makes sense. So it's like getting the big picture insights
mm-hmm.
without sacrificing individual privacy.
Exactly. It's all about striking that balance between functionality and responsibility.
All right. That's a lot to process. We've covered Mia's personality, her skills,
yeah.
and even touched on data security. But there's so much more to explore.
Definitely.
We haven't even gotten into the details of how Mia learns her advanced features and what this means for the future of work. So stay tuned for part two of our deep dive.
Yes, definitely.
Where we'll uncover even more about this game-changing AI assistant.
Welcome back to our deep dive on Mia. Before the break, we were just starting to see how versatile she can be
uh-huh.
in different jobs and industries.
Yeah, totally.
But let's look under the hood now
okay.
and explore how Mia actually learned.
All right, so we know she's not just giving pre-programmed answers.
Yeah.
She actually learns and adapts. But how does that work?
Right.
Is it like in those sci-fi movies where the AI suddenly wakes up?
Self-aware.
Yeah, becomes self-aware.
Thankfully, not quite that dramatic. Mia's learning is based on a combo of machine learning and natural language processing.
Okay.
You can think of it like a feedback loop.
Mm-hmm.
She analyzes how you interact with her, learns what you like,
yeah.
and even picks up on patterns in your work.
So the more you use her, the smarter she gets.
Eh.
But is it just learning from me, the individual user, or does she have access to some bigger knowledge base?
It's both, actually.
Oh, wow.
Mia is constantly being trained on these massive data sets of text and code,
mm-hmm.
which gives her a wide understanding of language, concepts,
right.
even different industries. But then she also personalizes that knowledge based on your specific interactions and needs.
So it's like having this huge library of information.
Yeah.
But with a librarian who knows exactly what you're looking for.
Exactly.
Now, the docs mentioned proactive suggestions. What's that all about?
That's one of her most powerful features, I think.
Okay.
It's not just about doing tasks. It's about anticipating your needs and offering help before you even ask. Let's say you're a sales manager and you're prepping for a big presentation.
Okay.
Mia could analyze past sales data, industry trends, even what the client is saying on social media to give you talking points or strategies.
Hold on. She's looking at social media now.
Yeah.
Isn't that a bit creepy?
It's not about stalking people.
Okay.
It's about gathering useful info.
Right.
Think of it this way. If you were getting ready for that presentation, you'd do your research on the client, right?
Yeah, of course.
Mia's just doing it faster and more thoroughly.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
It's all about using data strategically and ethically. Okay, the documents also talk about personalized learning paths. What does that mean?
Remember how we talked about Mia adapting to different industries? Mm-hmm. Well, it's not just about having a basic understanding of those fields. Oh. Mia can actually guide you through a customized learning path to help you become an expert in certain areas of your work.
Give me an example. Let's say I'm a marketing coordinator who wants to learn more about data analytics. How would Mia help?
She could start by figuring out what you already know.
Okay.
Then suggest articles, tutorials, even online courses. And then she can track your progress, give you quizzes to test your understanding, even connect you with other resources or experts in data analytics.
That's incredible. So she's not just helping with my daily tasks. She's actually helping me develop my career.
Right.
I'm starting to think Mia isn't just an assistant. She's like a career coach, too.
Exactly. That's what makes her so different. She's designed to be a partner in your professional development, helping you reach your full potential.
All right. I'm sold on the learning stuff.
Good.
But let's talk about something a little more sensitive. Data security. We touched on how Mia protects user data.
Yeah.
But what about when she's accessing external information? Like, what's to stop her from pulling data from unreliable sources?
Right.
Or spreading misinformation?
That's a really important point, and the developers have addressed it. So Mia is trained to cross-reference information from multiple sources,
okay,
prioritizing reputable places like databases, journals, official websites. She's also programmed to flag any inconsistencies or potential biases in the data.
So it's not just about finding info. It's about checking if it's actually true.
Exactly. It's like having a built-in fact checker.
Now, this next feature, I'm excited about it, but also a bit nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Mia can interact with other AI systems. What are the pros and cons of letting our AI talk to other AIs?
That's a great question. It's something that's still being developed and debated. On the plus side, imagine Mia connecting with specialized AI tools for things like data analysis, image recognition, even language translation, like having a whole team of AI specialists at your fingertips.
Okay, I see how that could be super powerful.
Yeah.
But what about the downsides? Could this lead to some kind of AI takeover situation, like the machines start talking to each other in secret?
We're not there yet.
Okay,
but you're right. We need to be careful with this interconnectivity. The developers are working on secure protocols and ethical guidelines for AI to AI communication to make sure this collaboration is transparent, controlled, and ultimately benefits us, the humans.
Transparency and control. Those are key.
Yeah.
Okay, let's switch gears for a bit and talk about something more fun. Customizing Mia.
Right. Remember we talked about changing her voice and appearance?
Yeah.
Well, it's way more than just picking colors. You can choose from all sorts of personality traits.
Oh, wow.
Communication styles, so you create an AI that reflects your brand.
Okay, I have to hear more about this. Give me some examples. What kind of personalities are we talking about?
You could go for efficient to the point.
Okay.
Or maybe warm and encouraging.
Yeah.
You can even adjust her sense of humor, like how sarcastic she is.
Wait, a sarcastic AI?
Yeah.
That could be hilarious or terrifying.
Depends on her sense of humor, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But seriously, why is all this customization so important?
Because it makes for a more engaging and enjoyable experience.
Right.
But remember, Mia is supposed to be a partner.
Not just a tool.
Right. And when you feel like you're interacting with someone you like, it makes working together so much better.
Makes sense. It's about building that connection with your AI. But what about the practical stuff?
Mm.
Can you give me real-world examples of how these personality settings might play out?
Sure. Let's say you're a writer and you're stuck on a project. You could set Mia to a brainstorming personality, and she could throw out playful suggestions, unusual prompts, even crack a few jokes to get your creative juices flowing.
I love that. It's having a virtual writing buddy. But what about someone in a more serious job, like a lawyer? Would they want a sarcastic AI making jokes during a court case?
Probably not. In that situation, you might choose a more professional and analytical personality.
Right.
Mia would focus on giving relevant information, summarizing key points, highlighting important legal stuff.
So it's all about matching Mia's personality to your work.
Exactly. Making her a truly personalized and valuable partner in your professional life.
Now, I can't help but wonder, with all these features and customization options, where does Mia go from here? What's next for this AI?
That's something the developers are always thinking about. They're already looking into integrating Mia with virtual reality and augmented reality platforms.
VR and AR.
Yeah.
That's next level. What would that even look like?
Imagine working with Mia in a virtual space where you can see data, brainstorm, even run simulations together.
Yeah.
Or picture Mia using augmented reality glasses to overlay information onto your real-world view. The possibilities are pretty amazing.
Okay, I have to admit, that's pretty exciting. But we're also heading into unknown territory here.
Right.
What are some of the ethical things we need to think about
right.
when we start integrating AI into these immersive technologies?
That's a key question, and one the developers are taking seriously. As we enter these new realms,
yeah.
it's more important than ever to focus on responsible AI development, making sure there's transparency, user control, and ethical decision-making at every step.
Well said. And on that note, we're going to take a quick pause. When we come back for the last part of our deep dive, we'll dig deeper into those ethical considerations.
Definitely.
And we'll talk about what Mia could mean for the future of work. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the deep dive. We've been exploring Mia, this AI assistant who's kind of blurring the lines between tool and teammate. Before the break, we were talking about some pretty wild stuff.
Yeah.
Mia in VR, AR.
Really pushing the boundaries.
Yeah, it's like something out of a movie.
Definitely. It's exciting to see how far AI has come.
Mm.
But as we step into this new territory,
right.
we can't just focus on how cool it is.
Yeah, we have to be careful.
We also need to think about the potential downsides.
The ethical side of things.
Exactly. It's easy to get caught up in the shiny new features.
Oh, absolutely. But we can't forget about the human element. So let's talk about those ethical considerations. What are the developers worried about?
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
One of the biggest concerns is bias.
Right.
AI systems like Mia learn from data.
Mm-hmm.
And if that data reflects our own biases, the AI can end up making unfair decisions.
So it's not enough to just create an AI that's smart.
Right.
We have to make sure it's fair, too.
Exactly. They're working on ways to spot and fix bias in Mia's training data.
Okay.
But it's a constant challenge, something you always have to be aware of.
Now, another concern I hear a lot is about jobs.
Yeah.
People are worried that AI assistants will replace human workers, lead to unemployment.
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And we need to be proactive about addressing it. But personally, I think AI is more likely to enhance our capabilities.
Enhance, not replace.
Exactly. Think of Mia as a powerful tool that handles the routine tasks.
Okay.
Analyzes data, gives you insights. So you, the human worker, can focus on the more creative, strategic, and interpersonal parts of your job.
So it's not about us versus the machines. It's about working together.
Exactly. And often, AI can actually create new jobs.
Oh, interesting. How so?
Think about the people who develop AI, who train it, who figure out the ethical guidelines.
Right, yeah.
Those are all new roles.
That's a good point. It's not just about taking away jobs. It's also about creating new ones. You know, so something that's been on my line this whole time is this idea of AI as a partner, not just a tool.
Yeah.
What does that actually mean in practice?
It's about going beyond just using tech to get things done.
Okay.
It's about forming a relationship with an AI.
Right.
One that understands your needs, anticipates your problems, and helps you grow.
So less about giving commands, more about having a conversation.
Exactly. It's like having a teammate you can rely on.
Okay. So this whole human AI partnership thing, it makes me wonder about the future of work. How do you see AI changing the way we work in the years to come?
I think we're at the beginning of a big shift.
Mm-hmm.
AI has the potential to change traditional hierarchies.
Oh, interesting.
Empower individuals.
Yeah.
And create a work environment that's more collaborative and meaningful.
So it's not just about doing things faster. It's about changing how we think about work itself.
Exactly. AI can help us create work experiences that are more flexible.
Right.
More personalized, more fulfilling.
That's a pretty amazing vision.
It is.
But it also comes with a lot of responsibility, right?
Absolutely.
We need to make sure we're using AI to make things better for everyone, not create some dystopian future where we're controlled by machines.
Exactly. We need to be thoughtful and ethical in how we develop and use AI.
Right. It's not just about the tech. It's about human progress.
I couldn't agree more.
As we wrap up this deep dive into Mia, I'm feeling a mix of excitement and, you know, cautious optimism.
Yeah.
It's clear that AI can change our lives in big ways.
Definitely.
But it's up to us to make sure those changes are for the better.
I agree. This is a journey we're all on together.
Mm-hmm.
And open discussion and collaboration are crucial to ensure we navigate it wisely.
Create a future where humans and AI can both thrive.
Exactly.
Now, before we go, we want to leave you with something to think about. Imagine you have Mia, this super adaptable and intelligent AI, working with you. How would you use her unique abilities to improve your work, your life, maybe even the world? It's a question worth considering as we enter this exciting new era of AI. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep asking those big questions.